Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feels like minus 10. I mean, it's just crazy.
Car didn't want to start this morning.
Yeah. So wherever you're at, it might even be colder. Just bundle up and make sure that car starts. Get out there early. Let it warm up just a little bit. 92.5 WBE. So we usually go to Google or YouTube when we want to learn something. There's a new opportunity now.
All right. So Mac Hollins, of course, the wild character, part of our Buffalo Bills. He's the one that comes into the Bills game every time. He's got a costume on. He likes to run barefoot, has a lot of attitude during the game, if you will. So we do love Mac Hollins. He's quite a character. Well, online, he is also a digital creator, if you will, an influencer. And he makes these videos every single day from his home, and they're called Max Time Hacks.
Welcome back to Max Time Hacks. Today, let's put those drinks on ice. To begin, what you're going to do is take a paper towel, get it wet, squeeze the excess water, then flatten it out. Welcome back to Max Time Hacks. Today, let's save a little time when you're trying to put up a frame. It's always a pain in the butt trying to line up these holes. Well, welcome back to Max Time Hacks. Today, we're going to try to do the impossible. Fold a fitted sheet. To begin,
fold a fitted sheet.
These are the simplest, most weird hacks, if you will. And something as simple as how to hang something up on a hanger properly. And he's like, see you tomorrow. Like, they're really, really quick. How to clean a blender, how to clean your microwave.
Thank you. Mac Collins, he's out there as a wide receiver. He's out there on the punts, chasing down, tackling guys. He's a ride or die for Josh Allen. Like, yeah. We know Josh Allen is a superhero. We do know that. But if you want someone to go to battle with you, you want this guy. He has no fear, and he walks around his bare feet all the time. What should we ask him to teach us?
Yeah.
What should we ask him? Because he's doing regular things, how to fold a fitted sheet.
He's like, do you want privacy and quiet? Put headphones on, and nobody will bother you.
That easy, huh?
That was it. He's like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow for more hacks. Like, it's the craziest, most simplest, but it's always interesting to me, these videos, because he doesn't hang anything on his walls. He's in his house. He doesn't appear to live with anyone, and there's nothing on his walls. I'm like, this house, I don't know.
So you want to decorate for him?
Yeah, it's got to be in Buffalo somewhere. But
so you want his next hack to be how, like, to hang a picture so he can get, like, some artwork up.
Something. How to make your house seem homier.
Well, maybe he feels like he's got to be ready to go. Maybe they trade him. Maybe he wants to go to another team. We hope not. We love him on the Bills. But I had a friend's house that was bare like that. And I said, where's all the decorations? Home sweet home. And he said, you never know where the career is going to take me. I got to be ready. Quick move. I'm like, what are you in the government agency?
Where
what are you doing?
Doesn't matter where I live. I have to nest everything up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I have lived in apartments my whole life before buying a home, even an apartment. Ooh, I got to nest that right up. I got to have my stuff. I got to hang everything. I've never been able to just, well, it's temporary. Even if it's, I don't care if I'm there for a day. If it's temporary, I got to hang stuff up and have my stuff.
And on a day like today, when it's cold, nesting inside is good.
Nesting.
What can I do? What can I move around? What can I rearrange? What can I make it feel like home, warm, sweet home today? Yeah. The video thing has given me an idea. Mm. An idea. 92.5 WBE. Maybe I can help too in the food world.
All right.
Because stale bread, I'm sitting there, just went to the grocery store, came home and got a new loaf of bread. I'm like, there's two slices left. Pull it out. I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
With the old bread?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I'm like, it's not going to taste good. I'm just going to use the fresh. Wait a second. I don't want to throw this out. I don't want to be wasteful, but it was getting stale. It was getting hard. The two last slices of the previous bag. So I put the peanut butter jelly on, and I put butter on the outsides, and I grill it. Grill peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Came out better than I thought. And as I was eating it, I'm like, okay, next time I do this, I'm going to get some eggs on the outside and do a peanut butter and jelly French toast. Get some syrup on the outside too, a little powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stale bread's good for, well, I shouldn't say stale. Hardening okay. bread mm-hmm. is good for that French toast. My kids, I'm famous for it.
Okay.
Like, yeah, here you go. French toast or stuffing. Either one you can make with hard bread.
Well, I know you love peanut butter and jelly, so try it, the peanut butter and jelly grilled sandwich.
All right.
Turned out epic. Epic.
I don't know. Warm epic. Bread. I will try it.
You know, it's so funny. I'm like, oh, this is so good. Honey, you got to try some. And as I did it, I bumped a spoon that just dropped and clanged in the sink. She's like, listen, are you like spoon dropping, like mic dropping because of your grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich? As a matter of fact, I am. Thank you. It was just an accident.
To have to live with you, who is so proud of himself for the weirdest things. Donnie, did you see? Very good, Bo. Good for you.
Yeah, the cold's affecting you, but what about your fur babies, your dogs? Mine are rebelling. They don't want to go outside.
Yeah, they need booties. Need some doggy booties. Listen to this texter. Hey, I bought knit infant booties for my dog 5 years ago, and he doesn't mind them at all. I rubber band them on. So they don't need to be any special fancy doggy booty. You can just buy a baby booty and then rubber band it on Cheech's feet. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The dog boots slip off, they say. Normally slip off, but if you rubber band them around...
Hey, DIY, rubber band.
My daughter, she lives in a very small apartment, and her dog loves to go out. There's a dog park. There's places to walk. That dog is used to taking long walks every day. And she was like, Mom, Sophie's going crazy because I don't have any doggy booties, and people online are shaming each other for being out walking their dogs without booties on. And I go, are you kidding me? Take that dog for a walk. I don't know. Walk it in the grass then, so it's not on cement.
Shaming. People have way too much time on their hands.
Just so you know, if we see your dog out walking, it's dog abuse.
What I found in my neighborhood in Webster is the long-haired dogs, the big ones. They're loving the snow. They're out there playing. Mine are all short-haired, little guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's hitting them more.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you got a fur baby, a husky or a shepherd or anything like that, they're enjoying this weather. But my little guys, nope, no hair. They're cold.
Everything I've seen about the dog booties is that you have to put them on when they're a puppy. Otherwise, like, I see all these videos online of them, like, freaking out with the booties on trying to get them off.
Oh, yeah. It has to be something they got to be used to. Unless, of course, you rubber band them to their ankles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Try it. Or cut up your little bread bag there. Tie little pieces of plastic with a rubber band around there.
Wow, look at you.
I don't know.
DIYing.
I don't know.
You're spending too much time with Bo. That was a terrible idea. What was that? Use the bread bag.
Hey, it's called redneck ingenuity.
Yes. Oh, wait, that's not going to keep their feet warm.
You don't know.
It's going to keep it dry.
Correct.
Hey, it's better than me out there on my knees going, pee quick, get inside, come on. Nope, they just go right inside. I'm like, it didn't work. I'm cleaning up again. Oh, boy.